Welcome back to A People's Guide to Publishing. I'm Joe Beal, the founder and CEO of Microcosm Publishing and Distribution. I'm also the author of A People's Guide to Publishing, which distills what I've learned from selling millions of books over the past 25 years.
I'm Ellie Blue. I'm the editorial and marketing director here at Microcosm. We are an independent midlist publisher based in Portland, Oregon. We have 14 employees, over 650 titles in print with 20 to 40 new books per year, and we distribute thousands of titles from other publishers.
We started this podcast so that we can share what we've learned with newer publishers so that you can learn from our mistakes.
Or maybe you just want to understand the publishing industry.
This week, we are going to talk about yet another deeply taboo subject, healthcare.
When we get into the business of publishing, we mean the bureaucratic business.
The punishments of publishing. Ugh. New podcast title.
No, healthcare is all right. I mean, the healthcare system is screwed up, I guess, is the baseline.
Yeah.
If you're outside the United States, you probably
just disregard this episode and or laugh and or cry for us.
I know, cry. Send us Advil. So, yes. Microcosm has doubled our staff in the last year, pretty much.
More than.
Yeah. Well, this time last year, I think we had 13 people, and now we just hired our 25th.
Yeah. We have, and then 27th if you count our contractors. So, and, yeah, it is, this was not the plan, not the intention, this is just what happened.
So one of the things that we decided to do as we were growing is to offer our staff employer-based health insurance. We didn't even really understand that this was a thing. Like, this was a major level up for our understanding about what businesses do.
What do businesses do?
I know, right? But I guess, yeah, I don't really know the history of it, but in the U.S., really the only reasonable way to get health insurance, unless you're eligible for social services, which is like very stringent categories, is to have it through your employer.
Yeah.
So now we offer that. And so what we did was we found a broker. That was our first step. And I found the broker because I asked my doctor, how do you get good health insurance? And she was like, oh, you need to do it through your work and you need a broker. Here's the number of somebody. I don't know how else you would find a broker.
Yeah, I know. This is like what befuddles me too, because unless you have 100 employees or something, like how are you going to get their ear?
And the broker was awesome. She did say we were on the smaller side of companies we work with, but if you have more than like 10 or 15 employees and you want a health insurance broker, let us know and we will give you her contact
info. Is she national?
Yeah, I think she works nationally.
Oh, that's nice. Well, that helps. And, I mean, for all the things I could say, I will tell you that she is more enthusiastic about health insurance than I'm pretty sure anyone that's ever lived.
So. She loves health insurance. And I found that to be, at first, baffling, but eventually, like, very helpful, because she not only loves it, but she is an expert in how it works and is able to, like, take a lot of the thorns out of what is, in fact, a very bureaucratic and confusing process.
Not all the thorns.
She took a lot of thorns out. Mm-hmm. She figured out how to, like, make it, you know, like, she took a lot of time and, like, so I'm the group administrator. Our company is now a group, and because we're small, we're, like...
Wait, can we be the Microcosm Book Group soon?
Microcosm Book Group. I suppose we can call ourselves whatever we want.
Excellent.
I guess, like, if we were larger, we would be able to negotiate our own plan. What?
I said nothing. definitely did not say name change to the camera.
Name change. Uh-oh, Microcosm Book Group.
MVP. No, I mean, if we can make our name whatever we want, I'm going to go much wilder than that. Anyway, healthcare.
That's a different episode. So we had to, like, figure out, A, how it worked. We had to choose a carrier. We had to talk to our employees about what their needs were. And then that did affect the carrier. Like, our employees' primary two needs were, like, flexibility in choosing your provider and or choosing your doctor and gender-affirming care. So that took, like, the...
That ruled out, like, 99%.
Yeah, it ruled out two specifically. One was, like, was the one where, like, that you have to see their doctors and only their doctors, and the other is the one that's, like, religious-based.
Well.
So, you know.
And when they say religion-based, you know which religion.
So then we had to choose, from the carrier that we chose, we had to choose plans to offer. And you can offer, like, 1 to 3. So we chose three, and they're, like, different tiers. There's the, like, basic one. We didn't choose the one that's just, like, catastrophic care only, because that just seems like such a racket.
I had that when I was younger.
I had it, too, and it was...
Useless.
Every month I wrote that check, and I was like, why am I writing this check?
Yeah, I know. And it's, like, when I was a kid, I was on Medicaid through, like, the federal government as, like, through, like, social services, and I swear that was, like, in hindsight, a better insurance... Just to, like, being on, like, the Oregon plan was better insurance than any other care. And probably better insurance than the, like, healthcare we get now. But, again, it's, like, any way you play it, it's, like, a delicate dance, you know? So, and, you know, at the end of the day, I'm happy to pay something. It's just, like, you either pay too little or too much, you know? And it's, like, somebody's paying for it somewhere. So, once again, it makes no sense that the employer is, like, what your health insurance is tied to.
You know, it's absurd. And, like, we actually do have... I mean, it's funny because it's kind of a pass-through situation. Like, we are, through our broker, we're sort of the broker of, like, getting people cheaper health insurance.
Weird.
And, like, we provide a match, but that match is a benefit, so it's essentially a raise.
Yeah, so, like, we pay that part of their health insurance, essentially.
Yeah, like, we're kind of meddling and involved in every level. And I would say the biggest investment for us is time.
Yeah.
Because we had to do a lot of, like, learning, a lot of research, a lot of paperwork, and then a lot of kind of meeting with everybody one-on-one to, like, figure out their options. And, I mean, it's cool, too, because it started July 1st, and already people are, like, reporting back, like, I went to the doctor, the dentist, for the first time in however many years, and this transformative thing happened. I mean, that's cool.
I've had those moments, I get it. This is not a foreign concept to me.
You know, like, people are able to plan stuff that they hadn't been able to plan before.
And planning's good, I'm told.
And then we're hiring new people, and it's, like, getting a little smoother. It's easier once... The hard part, I think, is once you've started, and then you have to renew every year, but, like, when you onboard a new person, it's actually... You just need to, like, talk to them about stuff and get some paperwork.
Yeah. And I don't want to make the theme of every episode how difficult success is, because I feel like that is somewhat defeatist. But...
Beware.
It's like... You know, and I feel like this is sort of the best and most interesting thing about publishing is that, like, as you grow, the challenges and the mechanics morph and evolve with you. It's not, you aren't just playing the same game from the day you start till the day you retire.
You are always learning something new, and sometimes it's the thing you least expected.
And even, I mean, and or at least I should say, you shouldn't be doing things the same way. You know, the point of it is that, like, something... Everything, each thing should be retooled and recalibrated to suit you at the place you are at on any given day, you know, as you grow, not based on, like, the whims of how you feel that day, but based on, like, sort of the tier that you are operating at.
I feel like we kind of had to do this partly because we had more people, but partly because we're able to pay people more, and that means they don't qualify for, like, discounts as much.
Yeah, and then it's also just, like... other people don't have any choice. It's like they can go to their insurance provider and pay twice as much money as it costs us combined.
Right.
Or we can do this, and those are not really great choices.
The choices are bad. It does feel good to be able to do it, though.
Yeah. It definitely feels. But yeah, I mean, and it's like, it's a really cool thing that, like, we're able to do it, because... There were certainly times where we were not able to do it, and, you know, that, oddly, it tends to be the time where you have, like, the least ability that you feel the most demand. So, bear that in mind as well.
Thanks for, you know, growing the company so that this stuff could happen.
Thanks for spending 45 million hours doing paperwork and talking to people that I find beyond boring to make this happen. Not including our own staff, who are never boring, but... Anything to do with insurance, I just glaze over and need to go to bed.
Well, that's why we have Division of Labor.
Thanks for joining us once again.
Please send your questions to podcast@microcosmpublishing.com so we can answer them on future episodes.
And please give us 5 stars on iTunes and everywhere else that podcasts are reviewed.
You can find us on the internet at microcosm.pub.
On Twitter at microcosm...
On Facebook at Microcosm Publishing.
On Instagram at Microcosm_pub.
And here in Portland, Oregon on North Williams Avenue.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful week.